Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepared this message on this beautiful first day of July, and our desire, as is the case each weekday morning, is to encourage you with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, A Good Name. The scripture text is Proverbs 22, verse 1.
A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold.
Last week we passed a sign in New Jersey that caught our attention. In fact, there's a picture of it up on the site today. It was a road called Delilah Road. Well, I don't think I've ever seen a road named for Delilah, and would find it interesting to learn of its origin. I wonder if it was named after a real person. Did they have knowledge of the Bible character known as Delilah? And incidentally, her story is found in Judges, verse 16.
Well, normally when we name a child after someone, especially a Bible name, we consider a character trait from the person who bears or bore the name. I've met a lot of men like John, Mark, or Paul, and met women named Mary, Sarah, and Rachel. But certain biblical characters have few people or places named after them. They just aren't good names. I've never met a woman named Delilah or Jezebel, or a man named Nabal or Ahab, and we have links for all of those.
Each one of those are highlighted on the text today because they're pretty obscure names, but they're pretty unsavory characters. Well, the daily text says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. When I was younger, I actually assumed this meant having a name one liked. I've always liked my name since I'm named after Stephen, a bold, uncompromising Bible character. My middle name is Clark, and I like that because I think of the explorers, Lewis and Clark, and, well, actually, I like my last name as well. But frankly, there are certain names. I'm sure glad my parents didn't choose to name me. I'm not going to mention these names since it might actually be someone's name, and I don't want to offend anyone.
But a good name in the text means a name that connotes a person of honorable character and good reputation. For instance, when we refer to a business that is known for honesty and integrity, we often say they have a good name.
Having a good name is truly more desirous than possessing great riches, which only have a short duration. Certainly, there are also those with great riches who do not have a good name, based on the Lord's assessment of what is truly good.
A good name is developed over time, really a lifetime. And the true judgment of success will not be known until this life is over and we personally meet the Lord. The highest standard will be to hear our Lord say these words directly to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Consider your name. What do you suppose others think when they speak your name or hear it spoken in various group settings such as home, church, work, the neighborhood, and so forth? Does it reflect a person who has a good name based upon integrity, truthfulness, godly character, one who is not self-absorbed but is concerned for the interests of others?
Well, when you get right down to it, it's not what we've accomplished or how much we've accumulated that counts in the end. It's who we are as a person that will determine whether or not our name is spoken in a favorable way, that we have a good name.
Let's pray together. Jesus, your name stands out above every name. When we speak your name, the demons flee. The sick are restored, the weak are strengthened, and those who were held captive to sin are freed. It is only in the name of Jesus that we find salvation, for there is no other name in heaven or on earth whereby we can be saved. We as Christians take on the derivative of your name when we receive you as our Savior. We want to honor you as we bear your name before a cynical, unbelieving world. May our actions and attitudes not bring blemish or present opportunity for the unconverted to mock and ridicule those who identify themselves as Christians. Instead, may our lives be set apart for your glory like Daniel, who purposed in his heart not to defile his God. May we also have a good name like Daniel, whose godless Babylonian administration could find no corruption in him, because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Though the world may not agree with our stand for you, may we be seen as people who are honorable and trustworthy. It is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for preparing that prayer today. And, of course, one of our favorite Bible characters who has a good name, Daniel. Well, Brooksine, I want you to share this note. I know you've shared it before, a similar thought, but it might be interesting to newer podcast listeners or as a reminder to older ones.
Well, they do have the benefit of hearing you say my name a lot, but I get inquiries a lot about how you pronounce my name. Mine is a bit distinguished from all the other names that you hear out there in school, church, work, and so forth. People often ask me, how do you say it? So here we go again. It's not, a lot of people recently have been saying Brooksine, and there's no H in there. So it's Brooksine. And
we always tell people it's like the scene of a brook.
Yeah.
It's our famous
But
phrase.
I'm not Scene Brook. I am Brooksine. My father's name was Brooklyn. And my folks were hoping for a baby boy, but I was not. I was a girl.
Well,
and
I'm so glad about that.
So Mom came up with a derivative, and thus I have the name Brooksine. In the last 25 years or so, Brooke has become a popular name and made my name a little less distinct than it was before that. And I would have welcomed that as a child, but I've come to appreciate the distinctness of an original name. But above all, my heartfelt prayer is that my life will always reflect that of a person with a good name, not because it's unusual, not because I'm perfect, because I am not. I have someone sitting right next to me who could definitely agree
with
that.
That's right.
But because I have lived a life set apart for Christ, and I do try to honor the Lord in all my ways.
And in our home and in many other places, she does have a good name. Well, I have a kind of a little additional thought that if you care to read, I don't want to read too much here in the podcast, but regarding naming and a phenomenon of people naming institutions or buildings after themselves, which is one of my pet peeves. I have a couple photos of folks that visited us yesterday, including little David Pierce, helping his dad unload some straw that we were placing in our garden, as well as a couple we've just met in the last couple weeks that have an interesting ministry to the motorcycle culture. Mike and Nikki Martin, and the photo of them. I do have a photo of that street sign up, Delilah Road, it's in New Jersey. And if you will care to look at that, as well as a photo of one that came to mind today called Bible Road. That is a road sign in central Pennsylvania in Central County. Well, the only song we have today is a song that Actually, some children singing the B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. And have a blessed day, and may God give you a heart to develop over time that good name.